Do you attain the way with the mind or the body? Those in the house of the scriptural schools say you attain the way with the body because body and mind are one. But they are not clear about how the body directly attains the way. Now, in our house of Zen practice, body and mind together attain the way. As long as you try to figure out Buddha Dharma with mind, you can never attain it. It even for myriad eons or thousands of lifetimes. It is attained by letting go of the mind and abandoning views and interpretations, to see form and clarify the mind. To hear sound and come to realization is attainment of the way with the body. Thus, when you practice just sitting and continuously give up all thoughts and views, the way becomes more and more intimate. So attaining the way means attaining it completely with the whole body. With this awareness, you should sit wholeheartedly. Words of 13th century Japanese Soto Zen founder Ehei Dogen in his Shobogenzo, or Treasury of the True Dharma Eye. Recovering from surgery these past weeks, noticing the shifting bodily sensations that accompany healing, I've been reflecting on what it means to speak of embodied awareness. Zen practice places emphasis on what we call embodiment in Zazen, in our sitting meditation. In Dogen Shobogenzo fascicle, Fukan Zazengi, or Universally Recommended Instructions for Zazen, he goes into considerable detail in describing the posture of Zazen. I'll take the liberty of elaborating and expanding the instructions that Dogen provides. Whether sitting on the floor, supported by zafu and zabutan, or in a chair, we sit upright, relaxed and at ease, yet alert, awake. Balanced as though the spine were gently pulled upright by a slender string attached to the crown of the head. Hands rest in the lap, left hand in the palm of the right, thumbs gently touching as though cradling a precious jeweled egg. Shoulders release and drop, and the muscles of the face relax, gaze soften downward. Eyelids hooding the eyes, not completely closed. Forehead muscles smooth. The jaw is gently closed, with tongue resting lightly behind the upper teeth. The posture of Zazen connects us firmly to the earth, legs and buttocks forming a balanced tripod, whether with knees resting on a zabutan or the feet resting on the floor, seated in a chair. In both cases, our bottom is slightly elevated above the knees. Literally grounding our Zazen posture to the earth reminds us that we are not separate from the earth, made of and emerging from earth elements, indestructibly returning to the earth when no longer this bodily form. In beginning Zazen practice, it may be easy to view all this postural detail as perhaps reflecting arbitrary tradition, arrived at prior to the invention of the soft comforts of La-Z-Boy lounge chairs. However, recent cognitive science experiments examining the experiential consequences of different postures support a wisdom inherent in the embodied specificity of Zazen postural detail. When the body is arranged in a slumping posture, with chest collapsed, experience leads toward passivity, apathy, disinterest, detachment, and boredom. In contrast, upright posture with open chest lends toward enthusiasm, engagement, a sense of self-efficacy and optimism. The circular position of the hands and legs on the two sides of the body in Zazen enhances an experience of wholeness, interconnection and integration, the embodiment of integrity. The relaxation of various muscle groups while simultaneously maintaining wakeful alertness helps promote a spacious oneness and openness to the ever-changing flow of bodily sensation and feeling tone in awareness. Embodied awareness is always in dynamic flux. Sometimes bodily sensation is content. Awareness moving, for example, from the felt rising and falling of the abdomen and breathing, to feeling the gentle coolness of skin sensation in a light breeze. Awareness can move from visual sensations of light, color, and form to auditory sensations of loudness, softness, and acoustic contour forms perceived as speech, as music, as birdsong, and as myriad other identifiable sounds. Those bodily sensations we call pain reliably seem to command focused attention and can seem to be obviously unpleasant. However, when we can sit in quiet stillness with pain, at least if it is not extremely intense, we might notice that pain is actually composed of non-pain sensory elements: heat, pulsation, sharpness, dullness, and others. With practice in Zazen, we may come to notice these non-pain elements comprising pain and discern that the experience of any sensation as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral is what mind and world interdependently co-construct, rather than being inherent properties of the sensation itself. This becomes increasingly clear as we allow concepts regarding the meaning and interpretation of sensations to fall away. We can begin to experience, at times, sensation as simply awareness in the presence of changes among the processes arising when sensory systems are in contact with world. This is an aspect of how embodied awareness becomes awakening. As Dogen wrote in that Shobogenzo passage with which I began today's talk, the awakened way is attained by letting go of the mind and abandoning views and interpretations, to see form and clarify the mind, to hear sound and come to realization, is attainment of the way with the body. Such awakening is among the ways in which irritability may become equanimity with practice. Former U.S. Poet Laureate Billy Collins humorously described such transformation in his poem entitled "Another Reason Why I Don't Keep a Gun in the House." The neighbor's dog will not stop barking. He is barking the same high rhythmic bark that he barks every time they leave the house. They must switch him on their way out. The neighbor's dog will not stop barking. I close all the windows in the house and put on a Beethoven symphony, full blast. But I can still hear him, muffled under the music, barking, barking, barking. And now I can see him sitting in the orchestra, his head raised confidently, as if Beethoven had included a part for a barking dog. When the record finally ends, he is still barking, sitting there in the oboe section, barking, his eyes fixed on the conductor who is entreating him with his baton, while the other musicians listen in respectful silence to the famous barking dog solo, that endless coda that first established Beethoven as an innovative genius. Sometimes bodily sensation is context rather than content, a kind of background, forming aspects of experienced arousal, alertness, emotion, and mood. We are capable of directing attention to bodily sensation, making it foreground rather than background. When attention thus brings bodily sensation into the foreground of awareness, we experience a sense of presence, no longer lost in recall of past events and actions, or the imagined creation of alternative future scenarios. We describe such presence as being here and now, even though we know that this now is constantly flowing from future to past, never static in any fixed now. When bodily sensation comprises the background of awareness, specific patterns may not be discerned. Yet this background colors and informs all that is perceived in specific sensation. This embodied background of awareness is part of how each specific sensation carries with it feeling tones of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. In this way, sensation is linked to motivation, to attraction, repulsion, or indifference, all carried by embodied awareness as subtle background. In Zazen practice, discernment of this subtle background of embodied awareness is cultivated in mindful presence. This involves opening attention to a more diffuse felt sense rather than specific localizable bodily experience. Whether involving the distinctive detail of specific foreground sensation, or the more diffuse background of body as context, embodied awareness is central to Zen practice. Conditioned habits of mind may tempt toward viewing abstract conceptualization as the path toward liberation. However, it is through letting go of such conceptual pursuits that freedom is found, returning to the body, returning to the senses. In Dogen's words, with which I began this morning's talk, he reminds us that as long as you try to figure out Buddha Dharma with mind, you can never attain it, even for myriad eons or thousands of lifetimes. It is attained by letting go of the mind and abandoning views and interpretations, to see form and clarify the mind, to hear sound and come to realization, is attainment of the way with the body. Reading Dogen's words, I'm reminded of functional brain imaging experiments published a few years ago, comparing patterns of brain regional activation observed before and after a few weeks' training in mindfulness practice. Before training, regional brain activation to viewing words that are related to sense of self were found to localize within a brain anatomical distribution referred to as the default mode network. The default mode network. This is the pattern that mind-brain defaults to when not engaged in specific tasks, often experienced as daydreaming about the past or imagining possible futures. However, following mindfulness training, the same self-relevant words elicited patterns of brain activation related to awareness of bodily sensation, including visceral awareness of sensations such as those of breathing and heart rhythm. Mindfulness practice includes pliantly opening awareness to sensation, including specific localizable bodily sensation and bodily awareness as background. Similar brain activation pattern differences were seen in other experiments, comparing experienced Zazen practitioners with meditation naive participants. In the present-centered awareness of mindfulness and of Zazen practice, mind is drawn away from past or future-centered imagination and conceptualization, and into an awareness in which the body is a prominent aspect. And as Dogen points out, we can't figure out Buddha Dharma with conceptual, past or future-centered mind, no matter how long we try. Buddha Dharma, Dogen writes, is realized by letting go of the mind and abandoning views and interpretations, to see form and clarify the mind, to hear sound and come to realization, is attainment of the way with the body. In the same Shobogenzo fascicle, Dogen goes on to write, "Thus, when you practice just sitting and continuously give up all thoughts and views, the way becomes more and more intimate. So attaining the way means attaining it completely with the whole body. With this awareness, you should sit wholeheartedly." Dogen is describing the continuous practice of Zazen, moment after moment, opening the hand of thought, returning to the intimacy of wholehearted, present-centered, embodied awareness. The way of Zen is not through abstract concepts, but rather completely, with the whole body, right here, right now. It's no accident that Dogen uses the embodiment metaphor of wholeheartedly in describing the practice of Zazen. I'll close with a few more brief words of encouraging reminder from Dogen's Shobogenzo. Moment by moment, a thought appears and disappears without abiding. Moment by moment, a body appears and disappears without abiding. Yet the power of practice always matures. Gassho, now please share your observations and questions.